That being said, 4 points out of the six to start the round. 2 weeks ago, would you have taken that result?
Sure.
I'm not sure about that. I think that when I look at the way we performed in both games, I think that in all three games, actually, including the state game, I think we were well prepared.
Just a few words on the fans, Kevin. You know, 4 years ago was a massively pro-Honduran crowd. Tonight, yes, there was some Honduran support out there, but largely pro-Canadian.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, we're delighted they came out with the support. Hopefully, they'll be there September 2nd and, you know, pushing us on. We need 3 big points against Panama in the next game, and we need to crowd behind us.
Fairly confident performance, except, of course, in the finishing. You're back here in September. What has to happen to turn a good performance into a win in, against Panama?
You got to score goals. You can't win soccer games if you don't score goals, and that's our biggest problem, not scoring goals. We had plenty of chances today, I think, at least 1, 2, 3 chances. You're not going to get many chances in these sort of games, but if you get at least 3 chances, you have to carry them.
Thank you.
Hey, you have to win the game. You know, you have some massive chances to win the game, and we didn't capitalize on it. So I hope this game is perfect. If it doesn't, we have stuff to play.
Kevin, talk about the game overall, though. You know, this is the Honduras of old that you played back 4 years ago, World Cup qualifying in Montreal, that you guys controlled the match.
Yeah, as a Canada team of old either. You know, I think we're a better team. I think we're better organized. I think we have better attacking options. I think we're solid in defense. And, you know, it's a game that, you know, we're disappointed if you didn't take the 3 points. And, you know, you have the chances to win the game,
I think through your opportunity.
Yeah, I ran maybe a little bit too past the first post, and I wanted to slip it off my head, and I caught too much of it, and pulled it wide. Disappointing.
Overall, though, when you look at 4 points back to 2 games, maybe not what you want. You're not as successful, but it was acceptable.
Yeah, we have to accept it, but I mean, if I look at all 3 games, you know, I think we should have won all 3 games that we've played so far, you know, but in the end, you've also, in those 3 games, only scored 1 goal, you know, that's I think, our biggest problem, you know. I think next game, we really need to take the initiative and go at Panama and grab that.
Kevin, is a wing on the guys' minds not to finish the way they haven't been finishing lately?
Yeah, I mean, we're getting a chance, not like we're getting the ball, you know, towards the net. We're just not putting it in the net. You know, obviously, no player in the world wants to miss chances. You know what I mean? Of course, it's probably Wayne. You know, we're a team that doesn't score many goals, but it needs to come. It's World Cup qualifying now, and for some of us, it's our last chance. And it would be a pity if just because, you know, we miss a few big chances and we don't qualify.
And for the first time in a long time, the D in the midfield is really gelled. Julian, Will, Akita, yourself, and Ante. What's gone on that's gone right so far for the mid and the D?
Yeah, we just, you know, we're solid right now. And that's the most positive thing. We're there. The whole team is solid. From back to front, we're a good block, and we're tough to break down. And, you know, I think the whole team is happy with that. I'm happy with how the whole team defends. It's not just the back four or midfield. You know, our midfield does a lot of running, but the strikers too. They're shutting their guys down, making it easy on the center backs. And you know, I think that the next game is going to be key.
And how important was it, that home crowd tonight? How boisterous, but how important it is to get the crowd more into it throughout the whole game and fill the stadium next game. What do you want to say to the Canadian viewers out there?
Yeah, we need you guys. You know, please come out in September and show that stadium. We need massive support. It's probably one of the biggest games in Canadian history, at least in the last 10, 12 years. You know, please come out and support us.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.